My guest today is Hello Dragon. You can check out myspace.com/HelloDragonMusic. We're going to start by playing a track from their EP 01. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. Stick around. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org, and my guest is Hello Dragon. Hello Dragon.
Hello. Hello, John.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, man.
Thanks for making it the four blocks down to the studio. I appreciate
tough.
That.
It's a tough commute.
It was rough.
So, just let's get some introductions out of the way. Who are you, and what do you bring to Hello Dragon?
I'm Chris. Guitar, sing, write the songs and stuff. This is Jules.
Yes, I'm Jules.
Are you sure?
I play guitar, but not today.
And is it just the two of you?
Well, we have a rotating band, but right now we have a regular drummer named Sean Burgess, who's awesome. Mike Eisenstein's playing bass, and we have a keyboard player named Josh Pickering. But people come in and out, you know.
And did it start with us. Did it start with the two of you, or did it start with one person? And
you know, it was it started as like my little recording project, and then we gave up our rock band and decided this is what we're gonna do. So it kind of it grew organically.
It evolved.
It evolved. Yeah.
So do you think the style of music that you're doing now is different from what you know you would have done, just sort of left to your own devices?
A little bit. I mean, it's a little more fully fleshed out now. Originally, it was just gonna be a totally acoustic type project, and now it's like a full-on band. We got like 18 people on stage. It's awesome.
Nice. Dancers. And
that's in the works. We've got some hobos lined up for this one particular song. I know it sounds weird, but
they need to sway.
They're going
to
sway to this.
They're going to be doing the pyrotechnics. I assume.
Yeah. Well, the song's called Hopping Boxcars, and they do this sort of thing. It's really...
Why don't we, while we're in such a good mood, let's jump into a live song. What would you like to play for us first?
All right, we're going to play one called End of the World. It's just keeping in that upbeat kind of mood.
All right, my guest is Hello Dragon. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Out here in the wilderness, space and time wobble back and forth. We hide from the animals, 'cause sometimes they're hungry and they're searching for food. The end of the world. The end of the world. The end of the world. And we're alone at last. The ocean is drying up. We collect fish bones and shells. We stay up as late as we can and recite the names of everything we still remember. The end of the world. The end of the world. The end of the world. And we're alone at last. And the air can get hard to breathe, so we stop and rest a lot. The sky is shimmering. Out here in the wilderness, space and time wobble back and forth. At night when it gets cold, then we huddle together, and it feels so good. The end of the world. The end of the world. The end of the world. And we're alone at last. And we're alone at last. And we're alone at last.
Woo, yeah!
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Hello Dragon. It's a great start to the show, guys. It sounded great. Chris, which came for you first? Was it playing guitar or singing?
Kind of both. Actually, singing, I guess. I mean, I got a Casio keyboard when I was about 11 or 12 for Christmas.
Are you rocking the Roomba beat?
Dude, totally, for sure. I had like, you know, I had like a few presets and I wrote like a whole Christmas album, and that was the start of my songwriting career.
Nice.
I recorded it with like a little handheld recorder, you know, like one of those mini guys, and yeah, just held it up to the speaker from the Casio, cut my keyboards and rhythm tracks, then went back and overdubbed my vocals. It was like hardcore two-tracking.
I so wish we had that right now.
Sure.
So you were singing before you started playing guitar then?
Mm-hmm.
Did you kind of learn guitar to go with the kind of songs you wanted to sing?
Yeah, I totally learned. I took lessons for like 3 months, learned about 10 songs, and then spent the rest of my life writing my own songs. Mm-hmm. So I can't really play any other music except for my own, pretty much.
What about the things you like to write about? Has that changed a lot since you were rocking the Casio?
You know, yeah, it has a little bit, you know. It's pretty emotional
Chris
stuff.
Chris reads a lot of books.
I read a lot of books. Like that particular song, End of the World, we just played, was like, I don't know if you're familiar with Michel Houellebecq. He's a French writer. Great, great writer. Really misogynist, though. So if you're not into that, you got to kind of look past that.
If you're not into misogyny.
If you're not into misogyny, he's not your guy. But great writer, despite that. So that was kind of like inspired by that, one of his books called Possibility of an Island.
Do you like to write in terms of sort of telling stories about other people, or do you keep it more abstract? Is it about your personal experience? I mean, you can use other writers to talk about your own personal experience.
Sure,
sometimes too.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I don't write story songs very often. It's very abstract. I write in the moment, sort of.
Except for the Jolly Bee theme song.
The Jolly Bee theme song,
which
though.
We're
going to play for
you. Yeah, that'll come up soon.
It's going to be a big deal for me. I'm expecting them to pick it up and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Start my life of jingle writing.
And we'll hear it in a series of Jollibee commercials. What about the way that you write them? I mean, do the songs, are you the kind of person where you get an idea in your head and you go scrambling for a napkin to write it on? Or do you set aside a time to write?
You know, I basically live and work 24/7 in my studio these days. So anytime I have an idea, I just open up a session in Pro Tools and start recording it. And then, you know, I kind of put the ideas down and then I work on the lyrics later, you know, like I might get an idea for a line or whatever.
So you usually start with a tune in your head?
Usually, yeah. And all kind of like a melody and a chord progression, and then I write the words afterwards.
And then I guess you've kind of come up with the words based on the sentiment that the music has come out as, or like,
you know,
how do you try
and juxtapose that sometimes, yeah, with like, you know, a really happy poppy tune and like the lyrics are just totally like, you know, apocalyptic, you know, which a lot of the late songs lately are kind of.
Things are going good.
Things are going really good here. Yeah, I always find that interesting how like your personal life can be really spectacularly great and relaxed, and then the world is crumbling.
Oh yeah,
around you as you go to get your coffee at Starbucks.
Yeah, well, you need to have that. You know.
Yeah, totally.
The worst thing that can happen to a musician is a perfectly comfortable, happy life.
For sure.
So let's listen to another track from this EP.
Right on.
And by the way, awesome packaging. These are all handmade.
All done by Julie, yeah.
And if someone wants to get this, where do they go?
They can go to our MySpace page, MySpace Hello Dragon Music.
There's a PayPal button. You just click on it. We ship
it. $5.
$5. American. I think there's like a shipping cost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it was cheap.
Which is also $5.
It's $100 for shipping.
Yeah, I've made like 77 of them so far.
They're really cool. The work that goes into them, it's like each one takes hours, right?
And why did you guys decide to do this?
Because I'm totally insane.
Yeah, you just thought it would just be fun? Because,
I mean
they're cool.
They're
hand painted.
It's something a little different for our first release, you know. It's just, you know, people burn CDs all the time, and, you know, we didn't want to do a big pressing because we want to, you know, have a full release in a couple months. And we're like, well, how can we get this music out to people and make it cool and interesting? And I was like, well, I'm just going to paint 100 CDs.
The seventh CD, and yeah, you're like, what was I thinking?
Exactly. Yeah. Now I'm like, oh no. I've gone on to a new style. It's the splatter style.
Nice. Well, what track should we play?
You have a preference?
No, I don't.
She does not have a preference.
I forget what's on there.
I do too. Let's see. We played Birds of Prey.
What about Automatic Friends?
Yeah, let's play Automatic Friends.
Track two. I could have guessed that.
Okay. Just go in order.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Hello Dragon. Stick around.
Echo Park are just blips from my head. We're just automatic friends. We're just automatic friends. We're just automatic friends. We're just
back on Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with Hello Dragon. How much of what you guys do is the recording artist and how much is the live band?
It's mostly the recording artist. We're gonna play a lot more shows this coming year, but we started slow on the live thing.
See the live thing as just sort of a way to get your music out there as opposed to an essential part of your music making process?
Up until now, it's just been a way to get things out. We're really dying to play live. Like our old band, we toured
constantly
a lot. Mm-hmm. So when we came out here and we kind of started the new project, it was sort of like a vacation, stay out of the van for a year, and stop driving around the country, and so it was really pleasant. But now we're sort of starting the itch
starting to get the bug
to play a little bit more. So I think you'll see us playing a lot more this year.
When you, because you already had experience with your other band, and then you became this Hello Dragon.
Right.
The first time that you performed live as Hello Dragon, what was that experience like? Was that kind of nerve wracking? Was it like you were just starting out again?
We were experimenting with some different things, and our first two shows we had, it was me and Jules, our keyboard player, and an iPod. Don't recommend it. You know, it had its moments, but man, you know, it's such a simple piece of technology, but just
yeah,
not so cool. And then we sort of took a step back and we're like, you know, I really want to do this. Let's put a band together. So we did. You know, so now we have all live players and stuff. It's much better that way.
Now, have you gotten a sense over the last several gigs as Hello Dragon, like what venues are best for what you like to do?
I think it's more like it. We're a lot quieter, this band, than our old band. So, you know, some of the like off the beaten path rock clubs for us are okay. You know,
Do you prefer the more intimate setting, or do you like?
Dude,
the
we're
big?
Totally all about the Roxy, man.
Yeah.
I can tell. You
Roxy
guys are Sunset
and the
Strip all the way.
Totally.
Yeah.
Love the Strip. We definitely, I think, more intimate settings are what we do. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm playing a lot of acoustic guitar through more than half of the set, so it's a little bit quieter. You know, Sean uses some brushes, and it's not quite like balls to the wall rock and roll. It's more mellow, you know, and we kind of like it that way.
Well, it gives you a chance also to hear what you guys are singing.
Totally,
you know?
Right? Yeah.
So you get the words out there. What kind of reaction do you hope to get from your audience? I mean, do you want them to take away from the writing?
I want
or
people to throw underwear at us, but that's just me.
No one's ever
so
done
you're going
to
need more distortion guitar for that, I think. And you're going to have to play the Roxy.
Yeah, we'll definitely. We'll get some underwear flying at the Roxy, baby. Yeah, no, we want people to love and give us the love that our parents never gave us, make us feel good about ourselves.
Nice.
That sort of thing. It's nice. Nothing too heavy.
Well, my next question was, why did you get into music? But now I know, so.
My parents failed.
Well, why don't we jump into a live song then? Well, what are you going to play for us now?
This is called Here Comes the Sinking.
All right.
I left town on the back of a pickup. The sirens tore their hair out and wailed. I couldn't see. The sun hurt my eyes, and the prisoners starved in the jails. And I swear that the fish were all singing. Then they leapt out and they died on the sand. Girl in that dress, as I went around the bend, she said, "Honey, you fucked up again." Now here comes the sinking, the endless wash of night. I woke up in a dark, empty basement with alcohol stains on the floor. Particles flew and burst into flame, colliding as I crawled out the door. Then I crept down the street past the vendors selling ice cream and IDs and guns. And I stopped at a sign which read, "Reverse your time." The man said, "In the West, we do this for fun." Now, here comes the sinking, the gentle wash of night. Don't take the bad, lest you're fucked in the head, and it does you some good. And I promise you this, I worked hard all my life, and I won't be a whore. And everything that you earn is taken away from somebody else. If you think
wish you are rich. It's probably time to get back your soul. Comes the sinking, the gentle wash of night. Now here comes the sinking, the gentle wash of night. You're
listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Hello Dragon. I like that song a lot, actually.
Thanks.
It's kind of has a almost like a drinking song vibe to it, like an Irish.
I don't know anything about drinking songs.
So. No,
that hasn't been my lifestyle. No,
but yes. You can almost picture like a group of people singing the song together,
hobos?
Like a chorus.
Perhaps
maybe
a group
of hobos on fire or something. Yeah,
on
totally.
A stick over their shoulders.
Yeah. All right.
So lovely.
So Jules, I'm going to hear a little more from you about your process in all of this. I mean, does Chris sort of bring a song and you
Definitely.
Say, okay, this is what I can bring to it. You sort of decide where you're going to sing. And
yeah, this is kind of a new process for us. I mean, with our old band, we worked together. We wrote a lot of songs together, and this project is more Chris's deal. And it's actually really fun for me just to kind of kick back and play guitar. You know, I just hook up my millions of pedals and make mm-hmm. noises.
You're relieved of some of the pressure, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I definitely, you know, realized a couple years ago that, and I'm not ashamed to admit it, that Chris is definitely a way better songwriter than I am. So it kind of slowly turned into that. And I'm a way better guitar player than him, so.
It's true.
And I'm far better looking than both of you.
Yes. Yes.
So, what about when you guys are on stage performing? I mean, since you guys clearly have a good compatibility with each other, you've played music together before.
And right.
Does that must help? I mean, being able to sort of communicate silently on stage in the middle of a song.
Or not so silently.
Yeah. But at least
Get out of my way, stupid!
At least what I'm getting at is like you understand Chris's way of making music, so that
yes.
sort of gives you a little bit of a leg up in terms of knowing what to bring to a song and what not to bring to a song.
Yeah, I think so.
But do you have to kind of keep him in check sometimes? Like, has he ever brought in a song and you're like, you know what, this is not your best work, or this is not Hello Dragon work?
That's definitely happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think Chris pretty much knocks the ball out of the park for the most part. I think now, like, you know, it's been years and years and years, but I think you've honed your, you know,
the early
and the other song, the songs that I don't like, I just refuse to play on. So
on the day of the event,
pretty much.
Let's listen to another track you guys brought in. You brought in another CD.
Oh yeah, that one. Yeah.
Let me see. Did I put it?
Yeah, Rats of LA. Yeah. Or if you have the other one ready to go, we can do Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, it's all good.
I got it all set up right here.
I think it's track two on that CD.
Yeah, and so this is something that's not on the EP, and it's not released yet.
No, it's going to be. We have a full length that we're going to release this in a few months called mm-hmm. Quantum Explorers, and it's going to be on that.
Is that going to be sort of the extension of the EP, or is it all new songs?
Some of the songs will be from the EP. Will be on it. It'll be the extension. Yeah, some remixed and it'll all be
cool. Good. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Hello Dragon. Just how they
let's go down to the corner and get some beer.
Back on Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with Hello Dragon. Have you guys had like an easy time sort of taking your fans from your old band and bringing them along with you on this new adventure?
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of people stuck with it. I mean, as far as playing live shows, like, you know, we were based in Boston when we were doing Helicopter, and the bulk of our fan base is on the East Coast and the Midwest.
Yeah,
Midwest
totally.
Too. But
so you have to build a new audience then in LA.
Kind of. I mean, LA sort of. There's people from everywhere. Like, we run into people at shows who have seen us like all over the country, and they're all living in LA now. So it's like, you know, that's an interesting part of this city that I like. You know, people are from everywhere, and you know, it's definitely people have stuck with us. You know, we're linked to our old band's website, and people, you know.
I think there were definitely some people that we lost, though, because we were pretty heavy, not heavy rock band, but, you know, it's like we were like in tons of skateboarding videos, and like we were big with the BMX crowd, and, you know, it's like, and I think, you know, good music is good music, but it's definitely like, I think that we lost a little bit and gained on the other end as well.
Well, and I was thinking this style of music is much more personal.
Definitely.
And so do you feel like this is more who you are? Like, maybe what you were doing before was more like, I don't want to say a front, that's such a negative connotation,
right.
But like, you know, you were trying to do a style, a version of yourself, whereas this
maybe
is more close to what you
I
see?
Think you
I
just
know.
Change as you go along, yeah. You know, and it's, you know, like when I first started out, I was in like thrash bands, you know, like I would shave my head and go on tour and sleep on the ground and rest stops and stuff and play this really heavy, fast music, you know. And, you know, I think it just changes as you go along, and this is kind of where we're at right now. I like it, you know. I mean, I feel like it's when we stopped our old band, it was the right time, where we mm-hmm. just started to go, oh, this isn't exciting me as much as it used to. And we just put a stop to it and moved on.
What about the way venues look at you? I mean, the way the music industry is set up, they kind of have to compartmentalize you to figure out how they're going to sell you. And, right. you know...
No one's worried about that yet.
Yeah, so like, that hasn't been a problem.
But has it sort of been a challenge in terms of, like, you know, describing yourself, you know, like you're not a hard rock band, but you're also not, you know, a folk band, or, you know, that's what people right. associate with acoustic guitar. You guys are right. somewhere in between. I mean, have you had any difficulty or any challenges in kind of getting bookers to understand what you do?
I think it's so much easier now. Like, I used to book all of our national tours and whatever, and it was you know, a couple years ago or even 5 years ago, it was, I think, much more difficult. Now all you have to do is send a link to your website,
so
and people
just
listen. And, you know, it's like, I think we're really fortunate. There's a great community of musicians in LA.
Definitely.
And there's I feel like we fit in really nicely with the group of bands, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. You don't need the pitch anymore.
Right.
Because
it's just, like, just listen to our website. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell we sound like. Listen, you lazy ass.
It's chamber death metal music. All right, cool. You guys want to do another live song?
Yeah. I'd like to do the Jollibee theme song, which I've written for Jollibee.
All right. Well, let's give the audience a little perspective on this. There's a Filipino-themed fast food
right.
restaurant outside the Kill Radio studio called Jollibee. And it has this terrifying giant bee standing
really
outside,
scary.
Encouraging you to eat Chicken Joy,
crispy
yum
chicken
burgers.
Joys and juicy yum burgers.
Yeah. So you were so inspired by this that you just wrote a song just now?
Well, I actually...
No, it's been an ongoing joke ever since we moved to LA when we
drive by it a lot on Beverly, and I just always laugh, and I ended up searching for them on the web and got all this information on them, went to their website, and... So I wrote a song for
Jollibee. This here's a Kill Radio exclusive, right? You can't download this from iTunes
you
or anything.
You cannot.
Right?
You can hear it nowhere else but here.
That's what matters. All right, whenever you're ready, man.
Jolly, 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 crispy chicken joy, juicy yum burger.
Thank you. I worked very hard on that.
I want more.
Well, it does, like I said, it does.
I want a series of chord progressions.
The keys change. It's a huge production.
They're going to have to pay for it, though.
Damn straight.
That's it. That's what you should do. You should do a whole album of just like 15-second songs and then make them, you know, make people pay more if they want the full version.
That's right. I'm very proud of that piece of work. So let's play...
Millions
of terrible moms.
Sure.
Well, we're just about out of time. So,
I'm kidding.
what is this song?
It's called Millions of Terrible Moms.
All right, whenever you're ready.
Your show.
Yeah, this is.
You're listening to It's Good, and my guest is Hello Dragon.
Smoke crack with the princess. Here at the end of the world, it's all a matter of hate and disgust. We're gonna cook who's left and get on with the feast and fly saucers to the sun as we chase after the universe. Cause we're always behind. We're crawled up from the mud. We grew feet and got bread. There are puddles of guts where a million of us laid down and died. Heat was too great, and the mosquitoes were too big, and they were so filled with blood that they were popping and bursting all over the place. So the ground was red. It's time to face yourself and try to deal with the stench. Stained glass flavored crystals, people with their bodies broken to bits. There comes a time when there's nothing left to build. Just shudder and smile. Millions of terrible moths that came down from the sky, and they cover my body. I can't breathe to escape. They thud in my ears, crawl over my chest. It's hardly funny. We leave tiny lives. We beg for money and sex. A quick sweet shiver, then you come back to yourself. You'll never be the same again, cause it slipped through your hands. And you can only hope for something that'll finally last. Plant trees with the killers as the sirens wail, and the smoke drifts up, and the highway shivers. It's the junk monster spitting. It's the witch at her cauldron. It's a dog with a conscience. It's a fish in the mud. It's the sound of God dying. It's a crisis of meaning. Millions of terrible moths. Millions of terrible moths. Millions of terrible moths. Millions of terrible moths.
Awesomes.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Hello Dragon. How far do you guys envision going with Hello Dragon? What would be sort of the end game for you?
Oh, Hollywood Bowl, man.
Hollywood Bowl?
Yes, we'd like to perform with the LA Philharmonic. Actually, we saw the Decemberist show when they did, and it was fantastic. It was so cool.
But seriously, is it just sort of like getting to a point where you can support yourself with the music? Is that enough, or do you see yourself on the cover of Rolling Stone or something like that?
You.
No, you know, I mean, I make my living like engineering, recording bands and writing songs for people. And this is like my thing that I love the most of doing it. Probably makes the least money for us. I don't know. We're just doing
it. I think we're past the point of like really giving a shit. You know, it's like, I think when we were doing our old band, we were touring really heavily and we really like made a go for it. And now we're, I think, much more relaxed. And it's so weird. I find that like that tends to work the best though.
Sure. It makes the music better too.
You know, and it's like whatever happens, happens. We're incredibly happy. And it's like, you know, if a couple, you know, 1,000 of our CDs get sold, cool.
Fantastic.
100, that's great too. You know, I don't know.
At least 100, because you hand painted
them. Cause, yeah. Yes, well, yeah. I guess we're up to 78, so that's pretty good. Or 77 or something.
Yeah, totally.
Can you think of anything that you want to make sure you don't do? Like any kind of trend or evolution of the sound that you want to make sure that might be easy to slip into?
I think we're past all that.
Yeah.
It's like we're going to play the music that we want to play. I don't care at all about trends or whatever. We're not trying to like fit into anything or whatever. It's just for people to enjoy, you know? And it's like, you know, like we said, we brought some of our old fans along and that was a nice jump start for this project. And we just do what we want, you know, screw all that other stuff. You know, I don't really care.
Awesome.
Anymore.
Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, let's listen to another track from your CD
cool.
here.
Stephen Hawking, maybe.
Yeah. Let's do Stephen Hawking.
I think it's 4.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Hello Dragon, myspace.com/HelloDragonMusic. Is that the place to go to get all the up-to-date?
Definitely.
Yada,
yes.
Yada. Okay.
I try to imagine the cold beginning of time. It's elegant shadows pushing and pulling. Particles flying, and Stephen Hawking is getting drunk at the bar. He's dancing with numbers, ordering doubles, and talking to sad girls. It's time we moved on. Stephen Hawking
drinking bourbon and coke, smoking his parliaments with passion and purpose, down to the nubs. He's watching the TV as rain pours down outside. A delicate veil darkens the windows. It's a miracle. We're all here. It's time we moved on. It's breaking down what we are. Excuses we've made for God. It's time we moved on. It's time we moved on. And Stephen Hawking getting ready to go. He drops down a tip, a beautiful creature, kissed in a radiant glow. It's time we moved on. It's breaking down what we are. Excuses we've made for.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This episode will be available for download and podcast from myspace.com/thisisgood and isgoodmusic.com later today, so drop by there to check it out and also check out all the upcoming guests. Guys, thanks so much for
coming
in.
Thanks
for having us.
This was a blast.
Best of
luck.
Really
good time.
Thanks. Best of luck with the new album. Let me know when it comes out so I can play it on the air and give it lots of spins. We'll sign off with one more track from the EP, which again, people can just go to your myspace.com/HelloDragonMusic.
Yep.
Not Hello Dragon, by the way. That's just some dude. As I discovered looking for your MySpace page.
And, oh, I love it. You got to meet this guy.
And is HelloDragonMusic.com, is that something that's coming up soon?
It's there. There's not a whole lot going
okay.
on, though.
Yeah. We just decided to use MySpace. It's so easy, and people
All right.
seem to work with it. So
the EP is called O1. The band is called Hello Dragon. You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Thank you. Drums sound bigger.